Please be seated. Are you ready for finals yet? Now you may be wondering, did I pull out an old sermon from December? Or maybe I'm fast-forwarding to May. Finals probably aren't even on your radar yet, unless you're a senior and you're really looking forward to graduating. But I do want to encourage you to be thinking about one final exam in particular. This final exam, if you will, is going to be given to many people all at once, but it's not a group final. Everyone has to answer for herself or himself. This final exam is pretty comprehensive. In fact, it covers your entire life. This final exam is graded strictly on a pass-fail basis. And this final exam has only one question, and then it's a yes or no answer. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, is your Savior? Now, I'm hoping that most of you will answer yes to that question. And I'm pretty sure that you know how to arrive at that answer through diligent study. That's what Paul is impressing on us from these words in his second letter to Timothy today. Study God's word for life. We read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. But you continue in what you have learned and found to be true. You know from whom you learned it, and that since childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise, so that you may be saved through faith in Christ Jesus. Thus far the text. You need to study God's word for life because it's the only thing that can give you eternal life. As Paul said, the Bible is able to make you wise so that you may be saved through faith in Christ Jesus. Isn't that what we all want, to be wise? And yet, this wisdom that God's word imparts, it's not just book knowledge, it's not just knowledge about any type of academic subject, not even just about theology. God's wisdom is his eternal plan of eternal salvation. And that wisdom begins with some bad news. Simply put, you're dead. Not just mostly dead, not just bruised up or banged up, you're dead. In fact, you have no capability of making yourself alive again, much less of being able to learn anything from God's word. In fact, you were born dead in your trespasses and sins. And if you were to continue in that state throughout your entire life and then show up for the final exam in that state, how positive do you think the outcome would be? Jesus says that anyone who shows up for the final exam in such a state will be thrown into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Indeed, hell is the only destination for anyone who is not prepared, who fails that final exam. But in his divine wisdom, God came up with a plan so that you don't end up there. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from his way and live, we read in Ezekiel. So even from the time of the first death-causing sin in the garden, God revealed his plan. He would send his Son, his own Son, to defeat death and to gain life for all people. And that's really what God's word is all about, his wisdom, his plan for your salvation. Keep in mind that this plan is exclusive. God doesn't present you with many different options and say you can choose whichever one suits you the best. He has only one plan. He has only one way to eternal salvation. As Peter says, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That's the one name into which many of you were baptized, the one name through whom you will go to heaven instead of hell. Jesus is the only one God who came to this world as one of us, who lived and died as one of us, who rose from the dead as one of us. There's no one else who could have come up with such a plan. No one else except the all-wise God. And it's through the Holy Scriptures that we learn of this plan. It's through those Holy Scriptures that you have been brought to that wisdom, because through them, God has worked faith. He has worked trust in Jesus in your heart. When that final exam comes, when God asks if you trust in Jesus as your Savior, you know what to say. That is, if you continue to study. And I want you students to think back a few weeks to your last final exams last month in December. I want you to think about one final exam in particular. And if you had to take that exam today, right after chapel, do you think you would do very well? Do you think you would do as well as you did after you had studied long and hard for that final exam? Just in these past few weeks, assuming that you haven't been reviewing that material over and over again, you've probably started to forget quite a bit of it. Now, I don't say that to make you feel guilty, of course. It's just the way we're designed. Unless we have a photographic memory, if we don't keep going over the things we've learned, we start to forget them. Do you see how that applies to our study of God's Word? Our study, which is vital for our life. In Timothy's case, Paul said that he had known the Holy Scriptures since the time that he was a little child. And that same thing is true for many of you, especially if you were baptized as a baby. You may not remember being given that wisdom when you were baptized, when you were brought to faith. But you have been wise for salvation since the time that God has worked faith in your heart. But it's so easy to let our continued study of God's Word just kind of slide. All too often we restrict our diet of God's Word to just a few nibbles here and there, munching instead on spiritual junk food or maybe not eating anything at all. It's so easy to forget about our daily, personal time in God's Word because we're so busy. We go to chapel every day. But God's Word is not just important for our spiritual health. Without it, we have no spiritual health. That's why Paul says, continue in what you have learned and found to be true. In His Word, in essence, God has come to you and He has said, here is life. Here is all you need for eternal life. It's yours. God's Word is the truth. It's the only saving truth. How can we help but wanting to dive into it at every opportunity? Allow me to return to my original question again. And this is for everybody, not just students. Are you ready for finals yet? There's only one final that counts when it comes to eternity. And in fact, Jesus has already passed that final for you. His perfect life that He lived is given to you when faith is worked in you. Forgiveness of sins, eternal life given to you, the ultimate passing grade. Keep studying God's Word so that on that last day you will have confidence, the confidence that comes from your all-powerful and all-loving Savior. Amen. Please rise. Today in our prayers, we remember the many victims of the recent earthquake in Haiti, and we also pray today on behalf of Hazel Heidelberger, whose condition has worsened. Let us pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, we pray for the many citizens of Haiti who are suffering the consequences of this disaster. According to your will, provide relief and rescue to those who are still trapped. Comfort those who mourn. Give strength and protection to those who have now gone to provide aid. We come to you again on behalf of little Hazel. Be with her and her family as she continues to struggle for life. We thank you for the treasure of baptism by which you have made us your own in Christ. In the wake of these tragic events, stir up our hearts to come to you in sincere repentance, understanding the brevity of this life, that we may cling to your saving grace in Christ and someday sing your eternal praises with all the hosts of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace. Amen.